Hi, this is Susie Francini Davis, Transformational Career Strategist and Coach. I'm so excited that you're here and that you're ready to discover a path to reclaiming your career mojo. So I already know that we have a lot in common because you signed up for this audio, and perhaps you can relate even more to my story. So I'm going to give you a high-level peek at that. You know, I had great success my whole career. I went along, I followed the rules. I mean, it seemed so easy. I didn't understand why everyone wasn't following the rules and doing well. I just kept getting promoted. Every few years, boom, another promotion. And a bigger role, more success. And I loved it for the most part. I poured myself into my roles as corporate sales executive of all different levels and eventually RVP for decades. I gave everything. I gave my all, everything, literally, to my company. And they kept taking it, of course, and even subtly or overtly expecting more all the time. At least that's how it felt to me. If I'm totally honest with myself and with you, I did all of that because it's where I felt the most loved. It's where I felt the most appreciated. It's where I felt the most supported. You know, the money was nice, but it wasn't even that that I was after. That wasn't the best part for me. I was crushing it consistently, and it was that part of it, the winning, the awards, the accolades, the praise on every level, feeling like I was part of something bigger. That was what was really juicing me. I clung to it. I desired it so much. I would have done just about anything to keep that going. And I did. I missed sleep. I missed meals. I missed workouts. I missed self-care of every kind. I missed time with loved ones. I missed time with friends. I missed once-in-a-lifetime events like my anniversaries and birthdays. And really, I just missed a ton of time with what was truly important. It makes me wince a little bit to admit that, but that is the truth. You know, over the years, there was a tug at my heart that something was amiss. Something was missing. Sometimes it was so strong that I just felt like I had to do something so I would get a new job. And I got a new job hoping that that would fix it. And sometimes it did for a period. And sometimes I just would push it down and keep pushing forward doing what I knew to do. But finally, after years and years of this, something within me snapped. For me, it was a major to do. It was a major it was a major event or series of events. For me, it was actually a double whammy. I was in the midst of losing my marriage, mostly because I blamed him for the hole that I felt, and I felt like getting rid of him would fix that. And then I lost my job twice. It was the most devastating time in my entire life. It was a real, what Brené Brown calls spiritual awakening, literally. It was a breakdown. And thankfully, I heeded the call of that. I finally got my shit together. It was slow and painful in a way that I can't even describe in words. It was physical pain, it was heartache, it was, you know, every fiber of my being. I've never felt so much pain in my life. And then slowly, and when I say slowly, I mean slowly, I mean year after year, tier after tier, dollar after dollar, focus, throwing my all into my healing. You know, it took me years and years, literally, and thousands of dollars on Christian counseling. God love her. She was amazing, and a beautiful woman, but she didn't really help me move from victim mode. I spent thousands and thousands on coaching, and, you know, now we were getting somewhere, but I still didn't have anyone that was just like me. I didn't have someone who was in the space or coming from the space where I was in the corporate realm, used to making the kind of money that I made, and with that money comes a golden handcuff of sorts to just walk away from all of that. There's no way. I couldn't see myself walking away from what I knew and what part of me loved and going backward instead of forward. So I knew I couldn't, even though I knew I couldn't do corporate the way that I always had, I knew that I couldn't do it that way ever again. I also knew I couldn't leave it behind completely, and I had no real idea, no roadmap about what else could I do or how else could I serve and really be of value in my company without losing myself in the company. You know, I had an idea in my mind and in my heart from some of the things that I was studying at the time. And for me, you know, as I said, it began at rock bottom. And it began with a story that I learned. It was in this story that I learned the secret. I found some secret wisdom from an ancient woman, a woman that proved to be the most evolved, ambitious, and forward-thinking woman I had ever known or ever seen or ever heard about. You know, that woman's wisdom and her lifestyle began to shape my life. This woman's story helped guide me to see what was important to me, not to my company, not to my school or my parents or anyone else but me. This woman's story helped me to understand how to apply all of the tremendous skills and assets and resources that I'd gained over the years, you know, how to apply them to my own life rather than just applying them to my company's agenda. So, you know, I found out how to apply these things to my own agenda, my own life, my own happiness, my own family. And for me, you know, this included my personal growth and care, my life with a husband who absolutely adores me and supports me. And, you know, at one time I had so completely neglected all of that in my pursuit of the corporate agenda and the accolades that I received there. At the time, I didn't really have a clear path to get there, and no one, in my mind anyway, who was coming from where I was. I had no one I could really relate to, and vice versa, to show me the most direct and the most direct way, or even to model that it was possible. I saw other people doing similar things, but I didn't see anyone who had a strong career in corporate, making, you know, multiple six figures to continue to live a life of that kind of lifestyle and expanded, and yet to do that from a place of joy and peace and pure service. So, I spent literally tens of thousands of dollars, years and tears, as I mentioned. I made a ton of mistakes, and which brings me to why we're here. What I've learned is now what I share, and I'm happy, so happy that you're here. So let's get to that real reason that you're here, of figuring out these first few steps that you can take to get your career mojo back. And I totally understand how important having mojo in your career is. As I mentioned, I was fired 2 times because I didn't have it. I was lost. And I didn't understand why or how to get it. And what I learned is going to help you. It's going to serve you in a powerful way. So let's pull out our worksheet. And we'll use that as we run through the rest of this audio. I'm going to talk about, again, you know, the things that I learned in this slow and painful and expensive hard way. And my goal is to help you avoid that as much as possible. All right, so you've got your worksheet in front of you. And we're going to walk through that. Let me get to it. All right, so the first three steps, and you can read the first part here, you know, welcome to our process. And we really, I highly encourage you to listen to this audio at least once without doing the worksheet, and then come back and listen again, or as many times as necessary as we go through this. And remember, this is your career. We forget that. I know I forgot that I have complete choice in my career. Sometimes it feels like we don't, and maybe the choices that we have aren't the most ideal for us, but you absolutely have a choice. And the more you start taking those choices, the more you start empowering yourself to move forward and choosing what you will and won't do, what you desire and what you require and what you're not available for, the more joy and pleasure, and the better you're going to do in your career. So step one, in creating this life to your, in this career to your specification, and you know, there's I'm listing three steps. There are more steps, obviously, but these will really get you going and get you started in the right direction. This isn't an overnight fix. This is not something that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and have completely resolved. Sorry, it just doesn't work that way. But you will wake up tomorrow morning if you do this work with a whole new outlook and a tremendous amount of momentum behind you. You'll be on the path. You're going to have clarity that you didn't have before you did this work. And don't worry, I'm going to share with you throughout this process how you can get additional support if that makes sense for you. And it's also listed at the bottom of your worksheet there. Okay, so step one, and this is really where it begins, to take a look and ask yourself in a small bite-sized piece of who am I? And the best way to get to that, I think, rather than asking that global, huge question, is to ask this little, slightly smaller question, which is, what words truly describe you the best? And give yourself some time and space. Put yourself in a beautiful environment. Get quiet, get uninterrupted, and allow yourself plenty of time and breathing room to really reflect and just to brainstorm and write from the heart, what are the words that truly describe you the best? So that is step one. And obviously you're going to do this after the audio. I'm not going to pause for an hour or two or 15 minutes or whatever time you're going to devote to that. You can do that on your own after the audio. And I highly encourage you to spend some time with this. Don't just do a superficial job. The deeper you go, the more real you are with yourself, the more you give yourself time and space to do it, the more you'll be amazed at what's truly going to surface for you. All right, so step two, really the most impactful step that you can get, that you can take to get your mojo back, is to really ask yourself who you are and what you want. What specifically do you want in your career, of course, but also add in how that relates to your personal life, your intimate partnership, your family, your financial state, your spiritual area, your health, and any other area that's important to you. So just make a list of each of the areas and get as specific as you can, writing out the detail of what you would like that to look like. What is it that you want? What's important to you in each of those areas? again, give yourself time and space to work through that, and you'll be amazed. All right, now step number 3. And this is an important one. This might be the easiest of the 3, but probably something that you haven't really gone into or allowed yourself to think through if you're like me. So step 3 is to ask yourself, what is really holding you back? What is keeping you from being your true self in your career? And I know that there's some of this in you, because when we're not living in our mojo, and when we're not feeling it, it's because there is some hindrance. There's something holding us back from being authentic and thus powerful and confident. There's something about your situation that is causing you to hold back, to hide, or to compromise. So think about that and list out the ways that your current job isn't allowing you, or doesn't feel like you're allowed to be yourself. Maybe it's that your company values are not lining up with your values. Maybe it's that you can't be as fun, as lively, as goofy, or silly as you'd like to be. Your company's so stuffy. Maybe it's that they, you know, just have a different way of doing things, and so you have to pretend to do things their way, but secretly you don't do them their way. But you don't. You also don't step up and talk through that their way really doesn't work for you. All right. So again, give yourself some time and space. Think about all the ways, all the challenges that you're having in there. And for those of you who know me, I am very much a positive thinker, and I absolutely recommend and suggest and highly model positive thinking and looking on the bright side of things 95% of the time. But in this exercise, we're taking this 5% of the time so that we are not just glossing things over, so that we're not ignoring a wound that will fester, but that we are getting to the bottom of it. So I am asking you to go deep here and to list out the things that are in your way. And let's just be truthful. Let's just be frank. Let's be open. Because once you have it in the open, then you have awareness and the healing can begin. All right? So that's step number 3. So I really, again, recommend that you take the time, the space, give yourself this gift, allow yourself to do this work so that you can avoid making any more, you know, making a mistake by leaving a job prematurely, or leaving a job for one that might end up being worse if you're not clear on who you are, what's important to you, and what you have to have. All right, so great work on that. I know that you're going to do a fantastic job. And just, you know, I mentioned before my journey and how I hit that rock bottom. I now see that that rock bottom was actually Independence Day for me. I see that for what it really was, which was grooming for what I do now. And I see that this rock bottom was a major wake-up call for me, and I'm so grateful for it. That being said, my intention and goal is that you would not have to repeat my mistakes, that you would not have to go through the pain and suffering and the time and the expense and the frustration that I experienced. So, you know, my intention is for you to get to a life that I like, a life of your dreams, like I'm living now. And, you know, your dreams may or probably won't be exactly like mine. But now I'm able to follow my heart and my intuition and to do what I love to do most in this world, which is serving my clients and truly being of highest service, higher service than I've ever been before. I take excellent care of myself in every way, and that makes me better at everything that I do. I'm a better businesswoman. I'm a better lover. I'm a better wife. I'm a better friend. I'm a better coach, better daughter, a better sister. Everything I do benefits from this new approach. And by the way, I have a solid, supportive, true partnership with a man that I adore who adores me. And I, you know, I'm able to support him in his career, and he supports me in mine. We are able to live this life and lifestyle that we adore totally together, and yet each in our own best way. We know that we're part of something bigger, and, you know, most importantly, it's together for ourselves, for our family, and way beyond that. Again, this is exactly why I do what I do. I simply had to share what I now know. I want to use that once horrible, painful experience to show others how to cut the time, cut the effort, cut the tears, cut the dollars involved, to go from stressed out and lonely and or numb or so many feelings that I was feeling when I was in that place. You know, being a corporate casualty, to go from that to being an empowered, confident, successful life creator, whatever your vision of success looks like. You know, as I said, you don't have to do it my way. I beg you not to do it my way unless it's absolutely your way. But I encourage you to find your own best version of life, which is what these exercises are going to help you to do. And you can start to create it from exactly where you are. You don't have to do anything radical. It's except for write it down, admit it, say it out loud, what it is that you desire. And once you put it in writing, once you get that out of you, you can start moving toward it immediately, even in the job that you have today. In a few short weeks, you could be feeling exponentially better than you do today. You just have to have the right tools and the right mentorship to show you the way, and you've already started that. So continue to do the exercise. Let me know your thoughts in our Facebook group, which you can find at the bottom of your worksheet there. And if you're looking for additional support, there's also a link to a page at the bottom of your worksheet where you can sign up for a clarity call with me. I'd love to get on the phone with you and hear your story and how we might be able to work together, if that makes sense. And be on the lookout for the next email with the next audio in this series, where I'm going to share the story of the ancient woman that I talked about, that life-changing story that really planted the seeds in me and where it all started for me. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for giving yourself this gift. This is Susie Francini Davis, Transformational Career Strategist and Coach.